Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast, and alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California, is my lovely wife, my co-host, and overall great gal, Melissa R. Nickerson.
Hey there.
Both R, is it short for Ruth, and R, O-U-R, as in she is shared. She is ours. We cherish her.
Our.
Melissa R. Possessive? Nickerson. Possessive Nickerson.
Okay.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Andy is not with us. Andy hit record and coughed out the door. He's out of here.
Sick vibes from Andy, unfortunately.
Yeah. Steven is back. No, sorry. Steven's not here. Miss you, Steven.
And we do miss Andy. The energy has really changed.
Well, we commented on that on BTS, our behind the scenes that our patrons get, was like, now we found it, but we're like,
we did,
are we
but
performing for?
It is nice to have a third person in this room.
Yeah.
Andy. Yeah.
I agree.
It's nice to have him here.
Mel, what's going through your mind right now? What are you thinking about?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. One, I'm a little hot because I have the sweater on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's San Diego.
It is San Diego.
Two, I'm thinking about the week ahead.
Yeah.
What?
Busy bees.
You know, there's a lot of to do in December.
Uh-huh.
Especially when you have a late Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And you travel for a team sport.
It is. let me say this. It is officially December, so do not expect a text back from your parent friends.
Yeah, unless you're going to come over and help them wrap gifts at like midnight. Then you could talk to them.
Bring a meal.
A pizza.
A pizza.
Go on a walk with them.
When are you going to go on a walk?
In the dark.
Around the laps of the volleyball tournament?
Yeah.
On a dark walk with them at volleyball practice.
Exactly.
The amount of time that you spend in December as a parent in a dark car.
Yep.
No one tells you about that, but that you're working in that car.
Last year, our daughter has really early morning Saturday rehearsals. Last year, I did all the Christmas cards in my van during my daughter's play rehearsal. And then I finished it the next day at my daughter's volleyball tournament. I had no shame. I was stuffing cards in envelopes and labeling them in front of the volleyball parents.
Right, right.
Yeah, just like, nobody asked me what I was doing. Everybody knew we're all trying to multitask. Yeah.
Yeah, and you, I mean, when else are you going to get stuff done other than that? None.
Late at night,
The amount of parenting. The amount of parenting in December where you pull up in a parking lot and you just look at your parent friend and a parent friend and you see a phone illuminating their face and you just wave at them and you just wave at them and you're like, maybe I'll sleep right now.
Yeah. We're throwing in a sports banquet too.
Yeah.
So we got that. It's a lot. It's
no,
a lot.
You take the parent already has a busy schedule and then you add the busiest holiday, and then you add the second busiest month of the year for parents, which is December. I will always argue that May is the busiest, but December is
second.
Is winter May for parents. And
plus cold and flu season.
Plus cold and flu season. And you're out there dodging germs like Neo, you know, in the Matrix, just someone coughs and you go down. Slow-mo. You
feel
you feel the droplets go over you.
This is going to ruin everything.
I got to... My daughter's got a solo. We can't afford this week.
She's got a group solo Wednesday and a standalone solo Thursday. And then a different performance Saturday.
Get your sick kid away from me. Yeah, it's...
Yeah,
it's
that's what I told you. I said, we have 3 weeks, and if I remain... If everyone remains healthy, I have enough time. So then you have to try and work ahead if and when... Everyone is not healthy.
Right.
You know? So it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah, and then something new will come up. There'll be a new...
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, we were out running errands for work, and our vet called, and they're like, we're not refilling this flea med until your cat comes in for an appointment. Like a checkup.
Yeah.
And you're like, not in December.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and that's the other thing, is you're going to get an email from a parent or someone's gonna get sick, like in the family, or the vet and the appointment, and then also you might be trying to travel during that time, and now there's delays.
I let my daughter have a secret Santa party last year.
Yeah, she asked about it.
She wants it again.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out how to do some sort of like nice white elephant.
Oh, yeah.
But the point is I don't have to coordinate the gifts.
A lot of work in coordinating the secret
Santa. The coordination.
Yeah.
You're like, just show up with like a random gift and we'll just randomly pass them out. I don't, whoever shows up. You know, like I can't, I got to make it easier. I don't know how.
I realize now that the elves were kind of a metaphor for parents.
Yeah.
In the workshop. Mm-hmm. Like that's us, just grinding, just...
Toy making,
just wrapping, just scheduling, just planning a banquet, just bringing this, just trying to get some sleep. Oh, I gotta run to Target to do a pickup order. I gotta make appointment. This one's sick, you know.
The promo code.
Yeah. Oh, great. Oh, great. Aunt May's coming this year. Oh, we gotta rent a hotel. We gotta get a car, you know.
Yeah, you're like, we need four more tickets to this concert.
Four more tickets to the concert. They didn't reserve their, you know.
Yeah.
It's great.
It really is kind of like picking up the slack of your dependents and your extended family
friends. Yes. There's no... Yeah. There's no extra room for parenting. Like to get, like you and I have started a first of the year to-do list.
Oh, yeah. I've canceled... eye appointments, physicals.
Yeah.
I'm like, that can wait. It's off. Postpone.
Yeah.
We did that last year. We both were going to get sleep studies.
Oh, yeah.
And then we just pushed them off until we finally just canceled them.
Yeah.
We postpone, reschedule, and then you cancel.
Exactly. The postpone, reschedule. You know what? It's not important to me, actually.
Yeah. You're like, I wasn't sleeping because of the holidays. Yeah.
A huge part of parenting is creating a to-do list called After the New Year.
Yeah. It's every... doctor, psychiatrist, mental health professional shouldn't be surprised when everybody cancels and reschedules their appointments for after December.
I need the therapy appointment, but I don't have time.
You're like, I'll just walk around my house.
Yes. I'll do
wrapping gifts.
A dark car walk.
What's a dark car walk?
I don't know. A dark practice walk. A dark walk at practice, and that's going to be my thing. But, like, no parent is getting their oil changed in December. You're like, don't got time for that.
It can wait.
It can wait.
Yeah, only the essentials.
Yeah.
Like, all the kids need haircuts. You're like, how did this happen?
Yeah.
What happened?
No, you know? Parent is organizing the shed. No parent is cleaning the garage in December. It's essentials. It's essential tasks only.
My bestie is a hairdresser, and we're just looking at the calendar. We're like, let's get a coffee on December 26th. you know, like, because
yeah,
she
day
is
after Christmas?
so busy.
Well, yeah, because
that's like her busiest, her next 3-4 weeks, yeah, you know, the busiest. Yeah.
That's one of the funny things is you do have to do a little bit of care in that regard, because there might be some pictures. Like,
oh yeah, everyone's getting their hair done.
Everyone's getting their hair done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But what I mean is, like, as parents and, you know, like a hair professional, like,
yeah,
no way. It's just not happening.
Well,
not,
hang in there, parents.
Not this month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Till after Christmas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of a metaphor. I know it's like we've been doing like a lot of like, I mean, it's on the mind. We're going to talk a lot about cross country, but it is like kind of just like that, like, all right,
this is Christmas is the finish line.
Christmas is the mm-hmm. finish line.
Yeah.
And it's all hard, but now you're more tired than ever and you're almost there, and it's the kick. And some people got a good kick. Some parents got a good kick and they crush Christmas. And others of us are just stumbling, stumble, puke, faint.
Important part is that you get to the finish line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even if you don't, that's okay too.
Yep. What's the important part here?
Yeah. So hang in there, parents. A couple of little business things to get to. One, let's do a couple reviews. Right here, this is from Gasika07. Comedy plus millennial parenting. It doesn't show me the whole thing. New to the backseat, and so far this has been awesome. Awesome backseaters. Always great to have you. Listening to other millennial parents trying to navigate this crazy world, all while keeping our little humans alive, is refreshing. Did I read this? I think I might have read this one.
I don't know.
They don't pretend to be perfect or tell their listeners how to raise kids, but instead share relatable family stories with a sprinkle of comedy. Dustin, please keep the goal of making Melissa laugh, especially on the pod. It makes me smile in the moment even funnier. # best laugh ever. Thanks.
Well, that's nice.
Thanks for listening to that one. And then
it was so good we might have read it twice.
I know, yeah.
I don't know.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And then this one is 5 stars. This is from G. Kawata. 5 stars. Come for the funny. Stay for the... I wish it showed me the whole things, but it doesn't. 5-star review. I would give this 4 stars if they ever stop interrupting each other. #marriedlife. In other words, they like that we interrupt each other.
There you go.
So there you go. Okay. And this is a comment from Abby, who's been a long-time listener. And she says, I've never noticed the interruptions, but I have been listening for years. So maybe I'm just used to it.
Nice.
I think that's what it is. Thanks. Is we're used to it.
Yeah. I mean, you want it to feel like how we actually talk to each other.
Yep.
So I guess it'd be weird if we changed how we talk to each other.
It'd be weird if I started listening to you now.
For a podcast.
This is a funny email right here. This is from Caroline.
Okay.
I'm not going to read the subject because it gives it away. Hi, Dustin. Hey, Dustin and Melissa. I really enjoy listening to your pod. Thanks. Appreciate that. Thanks for being
Caroline.
A backsitter, Caroline. Caroline. We're almost exactly the same age, but we didn't get started quite as young, so you're a little ahead of us in the parenting game. I cracked up listening to this last episode and the mentioning of a trivet. And Dustin asking what that was. When we were newly married, I pulled a hot dish out of the oven, but realized I didn't have a place to put it. I asked my husband to pull out a trivet for me. He looked very confused, and I asked again. With my hands full, I tried to nod and indicate where it was in the kitchen. After several attempts, he finally found it for me. Then he said, "You can't make up words and expect me to know what they mean." Thankfully, our communication has got a little better since then, Caroline. Well, thanks for being a backseater. And
that's very relatable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We had several fights this week.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not my fault. I knew where to park. And you... Here's the thing, Mel. You get stressed and you get mean.
I wasn't... We had different goals. I didn't want to park. I wanted you to get me to where the teams were.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong on this, I think we've been together for 23 years. I know that. 22, 23, whatever. I think you are more likely to say something or not say something that will lead to a fight, but I am more likely to do something or not do something that will lead to a fight. Like, I am verbally softer than you in communication. I mean, that's not even...
Yeah.
question, like interpersonal communication, but I am more likely to screw up and do something, or often not do something, like not help when I should help, or make a dumb mistake, or you know what I mean? Like I feel like you're more likely to
Say something the wrong way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I will I'll not do something that I should do, or I'll not do something that I said I would do, or I'll not think to do something to help you, or I won't be considerate of you. You know what I mean? I'll just like,
I have a hard time expressing what I want, and also in a nice way.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I also have high expectations and am very sensitive and critical.
Well, I'm also very sensitive in that regard, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
you are critical, but you do not receive criticism well.
No. No. That's part of the sensitivity.
You couldn't have said
that. I'm not collaborative.
You couldn't have said that in a funnier word. You're not collaborative in general, actually.
In my criticism.
I would actually, I'm highly collaborative.
Yeah.
And you are not. You're fiercely independent.
Yeah. I think because my communication is so poor in those tense moments that I'm just going to try and figure it out myself.
Right.
So as to not verbally, like, assault someone.
Well, this comes back to that idea, though, that your greatest strengths are your greatest liabilities. Because even think about what we're saying. You're like, well, I'm fiercely independent, which can means to like, I don't play well with others, and I don't receive critique well, and I can get mean, but the fiercely independence is highly valuable.
Like, I'll get it done.
Yes.
You know, you can count on me.
And
you know?
I'm highly collaborative, which is a great asset to have, but also some of that comes from I just want everyone to be happy. Like, I'm being a people pleaser.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not actually contributing as much as I maybe should or need to or would actually be valuable if I did do more. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to keep, I don't want anyone to get mad at me. I don't want anyone to be unhappy with me.
So we're 40 now, and when we were younger.
Oof, hurts every time.
When we were younger, I used to fight more.
Yeah.
And be more like hot-headed. But now I will, in my 20s and my 30s, like late 20s, I would like, what's it called? When you kind of tone it down or check out or shut down.
Yeah.
Disassociate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I started doing that.
You would shut down,
in my late 20s because I was like, I'm mad and I'm going to hurt you verbally, so I'm going to just stop.
Yeah.
Which is also not helpful, but it was an attempt to not, because you would be like, let's keep fighting.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I can't. I'm already in a bad place.
Right.
I'm going to hurt you more.
I mean, I you know? Really struggle with unresolved conflict.
Yes.
Really struggle with it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you used to tell me, like, well, I can't move on until we move on. And I'm like, I need time or I need to calm down.
I would say, like, I understand that more about you now that this happened a couple times. This happened right after Joel's race on Saturday, which we're going to talk about in a second, is you actually don't know what you're feeling for a while.
Yeah.
And that is the value when I'm making a mistake of being like, we need to talk about this right now. And you're like, I literally don't even know how I feel yet. I gotta
untangle a lot of stuff.
I got a real kind of stew boiling here of a lot of different things.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure those, you know, Olympics parents have some fights as they park at the,
that's funny to think about,
the track coliseum.
That's very funny to think about. Where are our seats?
Or like the snowboard course.
Yeah.
Like, the point being, like, there's tickets, there's times, there's parking assignments, there's flights, there's details.
Well, I'm also
stressed.
That's the thing. I'm also very bad about being like, well, why aren't you being nice to me right now? And you're like, I'm not thinking about you right now. Which is fair. You don't, it's not.
Also, it's We slept poorly. It's early morning.
I'm not talking about that
coffee
part. I'm talking about fighting in general.
In.
But yeah.
Yeah.
There are a lot of physical elements. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, a lot of practicals, like, this is a stressful environment. I'm worried or anxious about something else. I don't have time to.
We've never been here before.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I bought the tickets. You looked up.
Bought the car.
You typed in the location.
Rented the house.
Yeah. We're all contributing here. I bought the tickets. It's a joke. Come on, Dustin. You're dead. You're dead.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
That's the whole point, is there's so much time and energy and money and
scheduling on
the line.
Full disclosure, I love when I can go on a travel sports weekend because I'm like, this is where I'm valuable. I've been telling you more and more recently, I love
being a useful engine.
I love being Thomas the Tank Engine. Sir Topham Hatt, when he would look at him and go, you are a very useful engine today. When I'm home, I want to be a very useful engine. I want to knock out some to-do lists. I want to crank. I filled the cars with gas. I helped do this. I organized this. I put this up. I went with these errands with you. We knocked these tasks out yesterday. Like, you were like, hey, we have managers and agents gifts to give. I'm like, I knocked that out last night. I was like, I found a thing. Boom, boom, boom. I got their addresses. It's done. You didn't. I asked you, do they want practical? And you said, no, they want consumable. I'm like, great. Ghirardellis. Everyone's happy with a Ghirardelli pack showing up at their door on December 10th. It's great news. So,
no, I think absolutely. And one of the things about 2.5 weeks ago at CIF, when Joel and his teammate qualified, you got on your phone. Like, they literally announced it after the award ceremony. They're like, and book your hotel now.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's driving and flying in for the state cross country championship.
Yep.
The hotel rooms will go.
Yeah.
You know, and,
yep. And I think that would be like,
and I didn't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that would be my biggest tip to dads is try and be a useful engine around the house. Just try and get done. If you have that kind of, like, it just so much of that, like, for better or for worse, so much of that classical holiday crap just falls on the shoulders of mom for some dumb reason. The meal.
Yeah, the mental
presents,
load, right?
The decor, all that kind of, the mental load. And I think moms naturally carry the load more. They literally carry the child.
Yeah.
So they've been carrying those kids in every sense of the way their entire life.
Mm-hmm.
But just, like I've been saying,
like your strengths, what you're good at.
Yeah. And what I told you recently, my mindset has been, and I've straight up told the kids this, like, mom takes care of you, I take care of mom. Like, I don't come into the house and be like, what do the kids need? I'm like, what does mom need? Mm-hmm. How can I help mom? Because mom's taking care of the kids. And mom, you're kind of the CEO of the kids.
Yeah.
So if I want to help them, it's actually best to ask you. Like, this is what they need. You've kind of got their priorities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is just our household. Every household's different. But you have kind of like yesterday I was like, we got to drop those donations off. And you're like, that's not on the priority list. This is the priority list. And you're like, okay, great.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Useful engine.
It's crazy.
All right, let's get to some stuff here.
Real quick. Patreon Zoom Hang is December 29th.
Check it out.
We also, today is Thursday, December 5th. You have one day to lock in the Nickerson Christmas card. If you would like it, go to patreon.com. I don't know. You'll to Patreon, search Dustin Nickerson. You can find out how you
can get. What level up is it?
I think it's Essential as Oils.
25 and
up. Yep.
Nice.
Gets the Nickerson Family Christmas card.
It's a fun one this year.
Yep.
Okay, this weekend I'm going to be in Oklahoma, December 5th and 6th in Oklahoma City, and then the 7th in Tulsa. The following weekend I'm going to be in Spokane, December 12th through 14th, and then I'm going to end the year in Phoenix, 27th through the 29th, and then following right after that into San Diego for 5 shows in La Jolla. And then the rest of the year we're looking at Indy, Denver, St. Louis, Columbia, Toronto, Santa Cruz.
That's the new year.
Yeah, end of the new year, yeah. Mm-hmm. Santa Cruz, Petaluma, Berkeley, Eugene. This summer, Pottstown, Pennsylvania. September, Stamford, Connecticut. More dates coming. Lexington coming. Brea coming on sale soon. There was a third one. Providence, Rhode Island coming on sale soon. There'll be more.
Nice.
There'll be more. I'm always
2025
touring.
Is coming.
I don't get fun art like Nate because I don't get to be like, here's my world tour. Not yet. Brick by brick, Mel.
That's
brick
right.
Brick by brick.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Nate did just announce his tour. And
yes.
Our fans are...
Fans are very excited.
Are really excited.
And people are like, yep. What dates are you on? And to what, as I said, I was like, your guess is as good as mine. I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Oh, I do know where I think I'm in Vegas with him. I don't know if that's confirmed. Ooh, I might be in Vegas with him in January. We'll see. All right, we got to do some. We got a couple actions, things that we need from you guys. All right, one, we loved the Thanksgiving hot takes. That was one of my favorite episodes we've ever done.
Yeah,
we're gonna do back-to-back weekends of
weekends,
weeks, Thursdays of holiday hot takes. So, whatever you celebrate. During December, I want to hear your hot takes on it. What are you, unconventional?
You're like, hot chocolate bars are not needed.
Yeah. Ooh, nice one.
Like, it's too sweet.
We leave the country for Christmas. There's a good one. Something like that. Mm-hmm. We open all the presents on December 22nd. We hate Christmas lights. We keep our Christmas lights up all year round. We're
we
on
have
the
a pink Christmas tree.
Pink Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. Blasphemous. Blasphemous.
No, I would love a pink Christmas
tree.
Yeah, but I won't commit to it.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Wow, that feels very out of character for you.
I just won't do it. But
why wouldn't you do it?
Because I put pink disco balls on here. That's my nod to pink.
Wow.
Yeah. So I won't do it.
You like the way they look.
I really like them.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were in Nordstrom yesterday and they have bright pink Christmas trees. Love them.
I feel like I don't even know you.
But I'm not going to buy one.
You sound like a Sex and the City character.
I love it.
Really?
Yeah. But I'm not going to. You know, your
it
whole...
It just doesn't seem very traditional for you.
I know.
As a person who always does what we always do.
If you are watching right now...
Yeah, it looks good.
I want to defend myself.
No, what are you talking about? This looks great. Don't get insecure now. This looks great.
We are blending a lot of colors and patterns here.
Mel brought the shower curtain from home.
And, you know, it is what it is. So, We did a little bit of a different set design and we ran into some hiccups and
what are you talking about? This
did
looks
our best.
Great.
No. Well, I was just saying like if you have a pink tree, you need to change your whole decor.
Oh, I see.
And then I was like, listen, I do have pink bulbs on this tree and then I have like blue, white, and red around it. Oh, but that's okay.
I like it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So if you can't commit to a pink tree, you can get 6 disco pink balls.
I love it. Also, we so we're gonna run 2 weeks of holiday hot takes, and we need those by next Tuesday.
Okay, so the 10th.
Yes, so you
or
have
the 9th.
You have over the weekend to email us these things.
That's right.
Don't make me come back there, gmail.com, or send us or the Facebook group.
Fan page or the Patreon.
Yep. So send us emails, comments there. What are your guys' holiday hot takes? There's a thread there. You can just go add some more to your
own
thread.
There's a bunch. Great.
Keep them coming because we're going to do two episodes of holiday hot takes.
Yep. And the best of.
And the best of.
Yep.
That's the other thing. So for the episode of the day coming out after Christmas, we're going to do a best of. So we need, what are you guys' highlights? What are you guys' some of your favorite moments of the podcast over the last couple of years? Really, since we brought on Andy, because he'll have all the files for those ones.
For the last 2 years.
The last 2 years.
Yep.
Hardest you've laughed, nicest moments. There's probably a couple tears in there, here and there. You know, what were your guys' favorite moments? Like, what are the moments that you guys think about listening to the podcast? You're like, oh, I love
that. That was it.
That was it.
Yep.
So send us those emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com and also the Facebook group, Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans. So,
and that's how we're going to finish out the year.
Yep.
It's going to be great.
All right. We have quite the weekend recap because we missed a week. And I just want to give thanks to people that came out and shows in Raleigh and Chattanooga. Chattanooga. I love Raleigh and I knew about Raleigh. I did not know about Chattanooga. Great American city.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I loved it so much. Velo, like velocity. Velo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was very good. Really, really liked it. Good vibes. Liked it a lot. It was a walking distance. I can't wait to go back to Chattanooga. Like, I booked, I walked away and they're like, do you want to do a weekend next year? I'm like, I can't wait to do a weekend next year. So
nice.
Yeah, it's great. I like Tennessee. We talked about it a lot in that episode. I love the South. And there's
you mean in the Nateland episode?
In the Nateland episode, there's so many of these little Southeast cities that I love so much. Also, people have been giving me little gifts at shows recently, and I really appreciate that. That's really nice. And I figure we should start talking about them on the pod. I think this is a good time to. So someone got me. I think these might. Are these Simply Seattle? No, Strideline. These are cool. Check those out.
So you got some.
I got some
Seattle themed socks.
Ooh, yeah.
Whoops.
Husky colors.
Blue and gold.
You want to try that again? Purple and gold.
Forgive me. My high school was blue and gold.
Yeah, that
is where that came from.
Yeah, those are cool.
With the skyline.
You know what I feel like those are? Hiking socks.
Yeah, these look comfortable.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I could see Mel hiking in these.
I could hike in these. You could too.
I could too.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. Also, where'd the other thing go? This was a nice thing. The guy came up to me. This is a really cool, as people know, I like Seattle sports stuff. I'll just put it up like this. This is very smooth. For our audio listeners, this is like a collector's coin. These, I think that Andy could probably get that. This is like a Ken Griffey Jr. collector's. What do you call these? Collector's coins, right? Yeah.
So, really cool. I don't know.
It's like a Griffey one. It's all framed, taken care of. It's awesome.
It's fun.
It's very fun. Thanks, guys. I appreciate that. Thanks for... certificate of authenticity, the whole situation here. So thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys coming out to those shows in Raleigh and Chattanooga. And then Mel met me in Nashville.
Yes.
And you said you had your own little stranger danger.
I had a travel story that I've been saving to share with you.
Yeah.
So I flew in Monday and we got ready and went to the podcast on the same day. So I took a Southwest direct from San Diego to Nashville. And
big flex.
Southwest can be really cheeky and silly.
Oh, yeah.
And there were like three flight attendants, I think. And one of them, like the woman had like a really like amazing voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like she just had a great microphone.
The flight attendant?
Yeah. Yeah. It was like soothing and kind of lower. She had a cool voice. And she gets on at maybe 30 minutes out, and she's like, this is the captain's last flight. He's retiring.
Oh.
And we're like, yay. I don't know. Like,
this is an old
retirement
name.
Is exciting.
Yeah.
And I'm just not there, so I don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, that's cool. And, a lot of people were sleeping, and they're all kind of waking up.
Yeah.
And they go, we are going to be passing out napkins and pens.
No. No.
We're passing out napkins and pens, and we want you guys to write a note to the captain on a napkin.
You don't know this guy.
For his retirement. And I was kind of laughing because you know, I'm here in my middle seat, like, are you serious? Like, this guy really wants a handful of napkins from his passengers.
You gotta be kidding.
Wishing him retirement, happy retirement. But then I was also just couldn't say no. And so, of course, I got my napkin and pen. We passed them out to everyone. They went the whole plane.
Who's the people pleaser here?
Exactly. And so then I wrote my note, and I wrote, Andy's going to put up my napkin.
Yeah.
Captain Bob, enjoy your retirement. You earned it. Melissa. And then I drew a sunset and some squiggles and a palm tree. And I know that note is really going to touch Captain Bob. That it's really just going to be the memento he cherishes. So I was thinking
about
it.
It's really nice. I bet he read that one, because that one stands out. There's a little art on it.
Now, there wasn't that much room on this cocktail napkin.
No, you really made it work there.
But it reminded me of preschool.
Uh-huh.
You know, where they're like, everyone needs to do something.
Oh, the teacher's retiring.
And here comes your supplies.
Yeah.
Like, put your handprint on the page.
Yeah.
And we're going to frame it for your parents.
That's so funny.
It
Melissa,
was so funny.
You really did it, too.
I
you
did
really
it.
Went for it.
My neighbor did it, too. Then we had to pass the napkins over.
Did you look at theirs? We're like,
no, I don't care.
Yeah.
Pass them up, collect the pens, share the pens. It was like a whole thing. But anyway.
That's hilarious.
The flight attendants also, so the woman had the really rich voice. She could have done radio. She was great. And then the male, his thing was telling you what day it was, like National Parfait Day.
Everyone's got a thing.
And he's like, last week was National Toilet Day, so I hope all of you were celebrating that. Like, that was his shtick.
Yep.
And then we did the craft project for the pilot, the captain. So it was just quite the plane ride.
Delta would never. Delta would never. Put your AirPods in and mind your business.
Don't talk to me. Yeah.
If you're in the mood for a Southwest flight, it's great. And if you're an extrovert, you love Southwest. Extroverts love Southwest.
I know. I was like being pessimistic and skeptical, and then I was like, no, this is great.
You do that. That's what you do on Southwest. Mm-hmm. I've seen it happen in real time with you.
Oh, yeah. I'll sing a song.
Yeah.
I'll put my light on and turn.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Yeah, I'll do it all. It's kind of like.
You know what's the one that I'll do? I like when there's military on the flight. I'll clap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like all that.
Yeah.
Well, then when you live in San Diego, that's great. It happens quite a bit, you know.
They do. They love to celebrate stuff up there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a wedding, a birthday.
Yeah.
You know, engagements.
No, yeah. I mean, Southwest is the most, like, mentally healthy people. They, like, practice gratefulness.
And they don't have any, air of superiority.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no,
like,
no, no. I've told you before, Southwest.
You have to check your pride when you get on a Southwest flight.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Check, you know, your bags and your bags and your pride fly free on Southwest.
And any introvertedness, all of that.
Yeah.
Does not belong.
Well, I've told you before. I've told you before, Southwest is just church meet and greet in the sky.
Yes.
It's shaking hands, how you doing, bless you, bless you, how are you, how was the weekend? It's that for however long the flight is.
Yes. It's friendly.
It's very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their brand, and that's great. And if you're up for it, that's great. But if you're not,
then it's
you
not
feel
enjoyable.
Bad. You feel bad. Yeah. That's hilarious, Melissa. That's a great story.
Super funny.
That's very, very funny.
I can't wait to tell you.
Yeah, that's great. I have a Stranger Danger show story, but I'm going to save it for next week because we got a big weekend we got to talk
we
about.
We do.
And, you know, and we're 37 minutes in already.
Yeah. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Had to cut all that crap from earlier. It's actually been a good episode. Pretty good. I'm pretty happy with it so far. So technically we're recapping for two weekends because we did the Chattanooga, Raleigh, but last week Mel was out in Nashville. We did Nateland. It was great.
Yeah.
And then this week was Thanksgiving. And
well, you also went to Everett.
I went to Everett,
North Seattle,
which I'm going to talk about that show next week because I have a funny story. But I was in the U District. It was great. Huskies got killed by Oregon, but we knew that was going to happen. So
we gathered on Thanksgiving.
So the girls and I flew home on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
Risky.
Very risky.
Never seen the airports quite as empty, though.
Well, that was, okay, so two things. We were in Nashville the Monday of Thanksgiving week.
Ghost town. Yeah, it was crazy.
No one was there.
We got a free upgrade to like the nicest room at our hotel.
We were like, we didn't know this room existed.
Exactly.
So no one was in Nashville. It was dead.
It was cool. I liked it.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
And then the week before, Seattle had this like fluke storm.
Yep.
So people were out of power for like 3 or 4 days.
Right.
We have a lot of friends and family up there. That was, you know, varying degrees of just sitting in a dark, cold home and all that. But you missed it by like a matter of days.
Oh, yeah.
Because you guys flew to Seattle on Tuesday.
Yep. Yeah. Very fortunate. This is
a couple days after power returned.
I texted Tomlinson the other day. I walked off a plane. I don't remember where it was. I think I was making a connection in Minneapolis, and I felt the cold wind hit me. I was like, oh, gosh, Taylor, winter travel is back. I hate winter travel. Hate it. I actually have a whole thing I'm going to talk about in future weeks about prepping. But like,
But
we got very lucky.
I think it was like a cyclone.
Yeah.
Like, it was something that... wind and rain took out all the power lines.
I'm so thankful that I'm coming home like the 17th this year. Or am I? Like on Monday, like way before Christmas.
Yeah.
Because you do start to get nervous. But we flew home on Thanksgiving, and part of it was we were okay because there was a gig and it was a good paying gig, and we had taken some time off for Joel's cross country stuff. And the girls were with me and Joel was with you. So we're like, no one's alone. Even if all this goes to crap, no one's alone.
And flying on Thanksgiving is typically much easier.
Wide open plane,
than
great.
The Wednesday or Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
The Delta has still takes a long time to check their bags in SeaTac. You guys got to fix that. You got a real problem with your bag area in Delta. It's one of the worst I've ever seen. Your Sky Priority is always backed up. I don't get it. It's a huge issue. But regardless, we got there. We got home. It
Easy
was great.
Flight.
Now, our holiday hot take, or Thanksgiving hot take, is you don't cook. I don't cook. We don't cook. You cook some pies.
Which
are fantastic.
Thanks.
Big fan of the pies.
I have cooked. It's really a 4 or 5 day ordeal, and we haven't done it since the past 4 or 5 years.
And I'm here to tell you that like that the payoff of not cooking was so great this year for me, because I don't know if you've ever tried to have a holiday meal with your teens. It's not great.
Just whatever it is, just lower your expectations. 'Cause they were like, why are we eating at noon.
Right.
And you're like, well, when did you want to eat?
Yeah.
Three?
Uh-huh. Like, they're like, I don't like this food. This is not an hour that I mean, Thanksgiving with your teens, you eat at one or two. They've been up for an hour.
Yeah, like we literally...
They're full from Lucky Charms still.
We woke our son up and said, put a shirt on.
It's Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, and when they were little,
yeah,
we used to have the meal and then they would put their pajamas on.
Yeah.
Because it's comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, no collared shirts. So... but yeah, they were like, why are we eating it this early? And we're like, well, because we picked it up.
Yeah.
And it's warm now.
Yeah.
And if we put it in the fridge, then we have to heat it up again over several hours.
Right.
Because it's turkey.
Yeah.
And you have to heat up turkey slowly or it gets dried out. And they don't get that.
Yeah.
And so we just did lunch because you came from the airport. So you guys were hungry.
Yes.
And I picked up the food.
Uh-huh.
So it was hot.
Yeah.
And
ready to go.
And we just.
And Joel woke up.
Joel woke up. And we had our meal.
Yeah.
And the way that they received it and was perfect because we were just like, hey, this was our meal. If you're hungry later, it's in the fridge. We waited. We had pies at like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And I usually just make one pie, but this year I made two.
Which was smart.
Two different kinds.
Pecan and pumpkin.
That was perfect.
Yeah.
Yep. Because...
And then it's two.
They could eat the pumpkin pie for breakfast. You know, the pecan went.
Oh, it goes so fast.
In one sitting.
No, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I don't know where you see the Norman Rockwell picture and you're like, I don't think families actually sit down for dinner like that. Are there teens in the Norman Rockwell picture?
You can't carve a turkey on the table.
Oh, that's funny.
If you present the full turkey, then you have to take it back to the kitchen and carve it. You know?
Yeah.
Even just putting all of the side dishes on the table rarely makes sense.
Right.
And which is in the Norman Rockwell. They've got a full turkey and they've got all the sides.
So this is the Norman Rockwell, right?
Man, it looks like a selfie.
Is that it?
That's crazy. Looks like that guy took the picture. Yeah, because you got the multi-generational thing going on.
Right.
But it's very fancy.
Let's break this down. So this is the famous, iconic Norman Rockwell Thanksgiving picture. The first thing that stands out to me is teens are not that happy on Thanksgiving.
They're not that engaged.
No, that kid smiling right there.
Mm-hmm.
First off, teens don't like turkey. They're not happy about the hour that they're eating right there. There's... No one's crying. No one's hitting each other.
They're just under the table, like, just messing around.
There's no dad angry that, you know, the Cowboys are down by 14 at half.
A lot of people don't have a table that large.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Also, could grandma hold that turkey?
Yeah, no. No, the way she's holding it is not... practical, though I guess grandpa is supporting her.
Yeah.
There's a plate of celery.
That
seems odd.
You are right that it does kind of look like a selfie, the way the guy's
guy's looking up is kind of interesting, but maybe Norman Rockwell kind of put himself there.
Maybe.
You know, because he's the only one looking at the camera.
Yeah.
You know, like at the... Looking at forward.
I have never seen a family actually be that happy at a meal.
Yeah, they're very engaged.
Is it even possible?
It is. I do like this. I do like this piece because it just shows like a little bit of people's faces.
Yeah.
And the way they're all looking at each other is like heartwarming, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's probably
but it was supposed to be iconic.
It is, yeah.
Like that was... Like, it's not real life.
There's probably a whole other half of the table that didn't even get shown.
Right. Like, for example, that guy, you can't even see his face.
Yeah.
The far right by the turkey.
Yeah.
He's faceless. So.
Yeah. Well, that's not what our Thanksgiving is like with our family.
No,
Thanksgiving was 8 minutes with our teens. And then them wanting to get back on their phones and being like, why can't I hang out with a friend on Thanksgiving? They're not doing anything. Their mom said it would okay. Felicia's mom said I could come over. Why? Oh, I don't get
Why
it.
Why do I have to pack again? Why do I have to go to Fresno?
That was our specific thing. So we did have a very specific, our thing then kind of parlayed into another part of the reason I was glad you weren't cooking is we had to go to Fresno because Joel qualified for the state championships in cross country.
Yeah.
Which is an unbelievable achievement. Our daughters kept being like, we don't want to go. Joel doesn't support our stuff. And I go, well, respectfully, you have not accomplished something this big. It's not to say that you can't, and it's not to say that you won't. It's just to say you have not yet. Because until last Saturday, he had not achieved anything that high.
Yeah.
And
it was a trek. We knew it was going to be. We traveled Friday and Sunday. You said 17 hours of driving?
We did 17 hours of driving in 3 days. And that's a lot. I mean, by some road trips, listen, there's a person right now sitting in the Midwest, and God bless the Midwest.
The Midwest can drive.
The Midwest can drive like nobody's business. The Midwest knocks out 4 hours.
It's easy.
Easy.
Mm-hmm. Now,
it's an hour to see the neighbor.
Now, It is flat for the most part.
Yes. It's an hour into...
Which helps.
It's an hour into... a lot of Midwest... It's half an hour to the neighbor. It's an hour to town for a lot of people in the Midwest.
School.
Oh, yeah. 45 minutes to school for some... I mean, not everybody, but...
Costco.
Stuff is far.
Driving an hour to Costco.
The Midwest knocks out a ton of driving. And honestly, it's so flat. Maybe that's why it's easy, because you can text for a lot of it. I don't know.
They're just used to it. Yeah.
And we've knocked out some drives in our day, and we will continue to.
Yeah.
But we did 17 hours in 3 days, and it was a lot of driving. But I thought overall, I don't know if other families are like this, but when you remove one of the kids, the tension lessens.
Yeah.
Like the three of them are combustible, but if you remove any one of them, it just becomes less. It's like the ingredients for dynamite aren't all there or something, you know?
Yeah, it can be a little bit easier just to have two.
Yeah.
Than to have all three.
Yeah.
It was overall.
It was great. It was a great season. Trip. He didn't run his best race, but honestly, the goal was getting there. And the whole season was a win.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't had a chance to compete at that high of level.
Right.
And so it's such an opportunity.
Right.
You know, and...
this is the best nation. These are the best runners in California, and therefore some of the very best runners in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was very competitive, and getting there was a huge accomplishment, and, you know, it kind of like... It's, you know, it's so emotional parenting. Parenting is so emotional. Mm-hmm. And senior year, no one like really kind of gets you ready for it.
It's impossible to, I guess. I mean, the only thing I can compare it to is when your kid goes to kindergarten, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, no, I know they're ready, but it's still hard.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. People give you the warning about dropping them off for college, but now that the world has changed, you're like, drop them off for community college. Probably not that emotional.
I think maybe helping them move into their first place.
Yeah.
Or out of that house.
Yeah.
You know, eventually.
Weddings, of course.
Yeah. Or there's this writer. She says, a kid doesn't leave the nest. Like, instead of leaving the nest, the analogy could be like an open door and that they come back and go again. They come back and go.
Interesting. But yeah.
I guess the point is, like, it's not like indefinite. Like,
yeah. Well, like they're certainly not going to be able to afford to buy a nest.
They're not getting their own nest.
Yeah. Because their parents rent a nest.
They build on a tiny nest behind the big nest. And the parents move into the tiny nest.
An ADU nest.
The kids asked me recently, what's an ADU?
Yeah.
And it was hilarious. Like, what does that acronym stand for?
It's the thing so that women use so they don't get pregnant, right? That's what those are? Right?
I do think ADUs prevent pregnancies, yes.
Yeah, it's people, they give you these warnings about a lot of parenting, but senior year has so many of these like landmark or milestone issues,
moments
where you're like, oh, that was the last. Oh, that was, and the thing with sports is like, it's suddenly over. You don't always know when the last game is going to be.
Yeah.
So we went to Balboa Park two Saturdays going, is this his last cross country race in high school? We don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then he qualified for state and you go, it's not.
Yeah.
It wasn't. It kept. Mm-hmm. And then with state, we knew like it was. Because to go to West Regionals or Nationals, I mean, you have to be one of the fastest. I mean, he's, you know.
Also, you know how we were kind of snippy and fighting over the cross-country map.
Yeah.
For state, like where to park, where to, couldn't find our team. You know, a kid got DQ'd on the starting line.
On the starting line.
And they did a what's it called?
Restart.
They restarted the race.
Yeah.
A kid almost fell in the first 100 meters. He was wobbling, and he was by Joel.
You heard about the kid that actually
but
fell.
Then,
there was a kid that fell.
There were like, hills.
And like 50 kids had to jump over him. He couldn't get up.
Fell face first.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what I mean when I say Joel has ran a couple invitationals with good teams.
Yeah.
But he's never ran at that high of level.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
All these kids, you know, like a 5-minute mile, they could all do it.
Yeah.
Like there's 200 kids in his race,
mm-hmm.
and they were all together
right.
for a 5-minute mile.
Right.
That didn't weed anyone out.
Nobody.
You know,
nobody.
Like everyone ran a 5-minute mile. And so they're really close together. This course was really nice.
Yeah, but hard.
But hard, and it was in the 40s.
Which is cold for our little San Diegans.
Yeah. So overall, it was just an amazing accomplishment, season, and experience. But the nerves were high.
The nerves were high.
Yeah.
Tension was high.
They did all PR, our three athletes.
Which is great.
So, yeah.
And, you know, having...
They set their personal best at that distance. Yeah.
You just having... As a parent, you just appreciate so much a parent, like a coach that cares about your kid. So when you have that moment and our coach really, and they're proud of them and you can tell they care about them. And then, you know, he said afterwards, like about how much he's the hardest part about being a coach is you get so close to these kids and then they're gone. And you're like, that's really nice. Appreciate you hearing that, saying that, you know?
Yeah. You appreciate the loving care and support.
And then after the race, which, you know, he wasn't happy with his race. And so he was like, I just want to go home, trying to throw his running shoes away. It was great.
Yeah.
But you got to like wait a beat. And then they go back to the hotel. They shower. We're at a nearby Airbnb. And we'd already planned.
They get lunch.
We're all going to go up to Yosemite because Fresno is very close to Yosemite.
Yeah.
And so glad that we did because we've been in Yosemite a while back, but we hadn't been in a while. And we didn't have a ton of time. We had a few hours to kill up there. And I love national parks so much. It's one of those things as an adult that you just appreciate more. You're like, this is $30? I can't believe I get to look at this stuff.
I know. And even the drive there, the hour 10 minute drive, I'm like, we could just go back.
It's so pretty already.
Let's just go chill in our room on our phones. But you keep driving and you persevere. Like the train to the national park was pretty flat. It's farmland.
Yeah.
You're like, how's it going to get exciting?
Well, yeah.
And then it just absolutely does. You climb 5,000 feet.
7,000, I think. Yeah, it's crazy.
And, we were a little concerned. Our girls can get car sick.
Yeah.
And we didn't bring anything for that. So we like didn't have them eat. Like we were like, okay, if we go out an hour and a half, we come back an hour and a half.
Yeah.
They won't eat. They
no
won't
food get, allowed.
They won't get queasy.
Yeah.
We'll eat after the mountain.
Yeah.
So we just had a little time, but it was so worth it. We just pulled off at a bunch of stops.
Took some pictures.
Saw trees. Got to the snow.
There was snow. You know how rare it is for a California kid to get to snow? We had some snowball fights. It was fantastic.
And dicked around on some logs.
Yeah. Every photo's like, well, this is the best our family photo has ever looked.
Yeah. The coach had never been in the park.
Right.
It was just fun. We did a little caravan with the...
Really sweet.
With the team. Yeah.
Yeah. It was certainly nicer than Thanksgiving dinner.
It was way nicer. So I think everyone was just as tired as the athletes were,
yeah,
and they were very tired.
Yeah.
It was just fun to do something beautiful and as a team.
It was this like beautiful emotional send off. Like you go like, well, I'll never forget this weekend.
Well, when the boys and the Kate qualified for state, the coach said like, we could probably do two nights and go into Yosemite. And I was like, so are we doing two nights or one?
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, I'll talk to the athletic director. Yeah. But, you know, when you compete, you don't have to necessarily drive home, you know, 7-8 hours that same day. So so it was just a huge, gracious thing to get to spend an extra afternoon there. And we ended up at a dinner with the team, and it was just like so special.
Well, it was living. That's what living is. Like, I think, like, not to get all, like, heady, or not that this is heady, but, like, there, what's happening on your phone is what's happening in the world. That's that's what's happening in the world. But it's not what's happening in your life. What's happening in your life is Thanksgiving and your son's cross-country tournament and a trip to Yosemite and then a dinner at Cheesecake Factory and then a drive home. Like, that's your life.
The passage of time as your children grow, you know,
there's no better
developmental stages and it's, you know, and another holiday is past
and it's important for me, and I think it's, you know, like, to like, I don't care about what's happening in the world. I care what's happening in my life. This is my life. That's the world, and those are people's lives. And and sometimes world events do affect my life. Absolutely. They do. But you're just thankful in those moments, you know. Go to national parks, you guys. They're great. You look at stuff. You feel emotional.
We,
you get some hugs with your son. Overlooking some snowy mountains.
You look at the map and the hikes, and you're like, what do we have time for? And we don't have service, and the girls are going to get carsick, and it's a lot of driving. But if you have 3 hours, you should go in and explore.
Right.
You know, even if you don't.
It's
even if you don't hike.
I totally agree.
If your kids can tolerate it, it's worth it. Yeah.
Totally agree.
So it was lovely and wonderful.
Let's do a couple emails and get out of here. Cool. This one is related. So this is from Austin. This was from our Thanksgiving hot takes. Me and my mom go to Yosemite National Park for Thanksgiving every year. We started going with my stepdad years ago, and after he passed, we decided to keep the tradition going. It's been an awesome way to remember him and enjoy our favorite part of this nation, its beautiful natural treasures. It's going to be cold this year. Love everything, Nate Land. I was born in Tennessee, but grew up in California. You guys make me feel at home on every podcast. I love you two Missouri boys, too. That would be the Nate Land guys. And always put a smile on my face. Sweet. Thank you so much for listening, everybody.
That's awesome.
Go to a national park. Bye.
Bye.
Folks, we want to give a special shout out to our As Essential as Oils patrons. That is our $25 a month and up patrons. Thanks so much for giving to the podcast, starting with Adam Bush,
Avril Griffiths,
Aubrey Antis,
Allison Nelson,
Andy and Darlene Gurdon,
Avery Starr,
Bonnie Galindo,
Brandon Schoenberger,
Harry T,
Christopher and Bridget Finland,
Co2Grow,
Courtney Eidling,
Demarius Diaz Stevens,
Daniel Owens,
Dave and Melissa Cox,
Dave Hoagland,
Dustin Daly,
Jason and Francis White,
Jen Thirk,
Jessica Hanrahan,
Jonathan Rivera,
Joshua and Nikki Platt,
Jordan Cowan,
Juliana Smith,
Lori Amos,
Lauren Rachel,
Matt and Sam Slosdom,
Michelle Kaslan,
Nicole Carraz,
Rachel Wilson,
Rachel Kennedy,
Robert and Nellie K. Penn,
Scott Elliott,
Stephen Mina,
Tiffany Payne,
and
Tucker Danzy.
Thank you.
Tucker Danzy. Thanks so much, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda
Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.